This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Let's get a focus on what's going on in the world of news talk radio. As Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen count down from number 10 to number 1, the top stories, we'll talk about them with conversation that is applicable to things we've discussed on the air this week. And Jennifer has the added benefit of doing a local radio program in Los Angeles, so she's on top of a number of these things in case I have maybe escaped
on purpose,
reality.
Right?
Yeah, a lot of these things I do escape on purpose. You're right about that. All right, so let's go through the prep that comes from the folks that manage Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com and find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Also, if I can put in a little plug, and you'll hear some of this weekend on the countdown, an interview I did with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher, also does a podcast called Up Close and Far Out. And this week I'm the subject of Up Close and Far Out, the story of my career to a point and other things that I'm doing in my life. And so if you're interested, you find that intriguing for whatever.
I actually, you know, I tried to listen a few days ago and I was having some issue. I just moved into my office. I am so excited. Today I have all planned out. I'm going to listen and unpack some boxes.
All right, good. While you're unpacking boxes, you can listen to the story of my life. All right, so without further ado, let's count down. Later, by the way, we have a special guest appearance of another fabulously famous radio personality.
Oh, I'm so
who's
jealous.
Going to join us later on. Somebody said he had the same last name as you. Personality.
It could be. Mm.
Not as good as yours, but at any rate,
aww,
we'll find out. All right, so let's go, Kara, big voice announcer.
Number 10.
Number 10, the usual sort of thing on the countdown, a focus on sports talk radio, the excitement over the NFL preseason, first games being played, I think, this next weekend. Everybody's back in camp practicing.
Training camp opened, yeah.
But didn't Tom Brady, though, have to go somewhere else? Or what
well,
is he
he's going to go. He is getting suspended for 4 games from
until the season actually starts.
Yeah, when this whole Deflategate thing starts. But you know, I have to tell you, I am based in Los Angeles, Dougie, and the big news for LA fans is that we have a football team again. So everybody's been all a flutter about the Rams training camp opening up.
Where are they playing?
They're going to play temporarily they're playing at the Coliseum, and there's a new stadium being built right in Inglewood, which you can see when you fly into LAX.
Where is
you
it go from into, the Coliseum?
They're playing at the Coliseum, actually.
Yeah, but where is, how far is the new build? That was by the Coliseum.
Oh, it's at Hollywood Park. Hollywood Park.
Really?
Yeah, so where they used to have a racetrack there. Now that's going to be turned into a village because it's not just a stadium anymore. It's an experience. There's restaurants and bars. Great news.
Gillette Stadium down in Foxborough, Massachusetts. It's like a little city. All kinds of stuff going on there.
The great news is that Inglewood was actually a very bad area in Los Angeles. It was a terrible neighborhood, and this is doing so much to gentrify that community and to raise property values. I mean, there are a lot of people who probably paid very little for homes because of the safety factors in that area be making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very interesting. For those of you who are familiar with Los Angeles, it's on the other side of the 405 from the airport, and it's like night and day. You go, if you're coming off the 405 and going to the airport, there's a whole, it's what you would expect around the airport, all kinds of industry and warehousing and car rentals. It's bustling. And you go onto the, what is the east side of the 405, and up 405 blocks, almost once you get beyond the Coliseum, which is probably it's not even a mile down.
Not even a mile. And it was, that's where the riots really broke out in the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I remember the first time I brought Meredith to Los Angeles, I took her for a ride around town, and I brought her through this area, and she was looking at me, and she was actually scared. Yeah, right. What am I doing? This neighborhood, what is this? Is this near where you live? This kind of stuff. Anyway. Okay. So, sports talk is at number 10 as usual.
Number 9.
Number 9 item is a continuing focus on the Zika outbreak and what has happened this week. It's actually I guess predictably speaking, and I don't know whether to believe the news media too much in this area or not, Jen, but the Miami problem is serious, but there seem to be a lot of other outbreaks and problems with this. There is a virus that is pretty hard to knock down once you get it in your body. Last 3 weeks sometimes to some people. But there's a now a lot of speculation there's going to be some kind of vaccine for this, but it will be 2 years. And then there are other people who say in 2 years, Zika will be gone. No big deal. At any rate, it is a big deal to people in South Florida. And, of course, the news media is not doing much to help us relax when it comes to thinking about it. And then with all the attention on it down in Brazil, it'll stay as part, I think, of our conversation for quite a while to come.
Number 8.
The continuing unfoldment, if you will, of the dispute as to who owns what land and or water in the South China Sea. Chinese say, we don't care what you tell us, world court. We're going to still use it and do what we want. So, and up yours to the rest of the world from the Chinese.
Take that.
Yeah.
Number 7.
The Rio Olympics and the teams from all around the world, the ancillary conversation, who's back, who's new. There are 10,500 athletes from 206 countries, every country in the world, even the newer countries, 306 events for those. There are amazing things going on. I think this is a fabulous opportunity to herald these people who have done such great work in getting themselves in shape and practicing, and there's a lot of excitement attached to it, so that's cool.
Number 6.
Continuing focus on who hacked the DNC. I think the Russians are still the complementary component.
There's been a lot of back and forth on that. At first it was, oh, it had to have been the Russians. It was the Russians, the Russians, the Russians. And then I had heard, and it didn't make much news. I mean, you really have to dig for this story. They said, well, maybe it's not the Russians. Because last week when we were talking about this, they said that hackers leave a footprint or a fingerprint behind when they hack into a system, and it looked really a lot like the footprint a Russian system would leave behind. But I had just heard a little rumor this week that maybe not so fast. I'm sure we'll find out, but I don't think we're there yet to make any. At least we shouldn't throw a stone yet. We're waiting.
No stones yet.
Number 5.
All right,
5.
We're going through. All right, stand by for. I guess I'll do number 5.
A little overzealous, you know.
Yeah, right. Calm down when you.
He asks you to do it. I mean, come
right.
on.
All right. So the focus on the knife attacks in London. One dead. What? 5 people wounded. This highlights the fact that people who are in favor of having more guns, the guns aren't the only way to commit violence. Well, in London and in England, you can't own a gun. So if you want to go after somebody, you got to have a big knife, and apparently this guy found a big knife and has terrorized the city. Everybody's all worked up about that. Mm-hmm. That's number 5. Number 4 through number 1 coming up here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are. What's happening in the world of news talk radio? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn going through the charts for the week of August 1st to the 5th. And we're at
number four.
WikiLeaks. So the attention, the focus is on Julian Assange, who's going to be on with Bill Maher, right? Isn't that why this
That's
is there in part?
Yeah. Well, and also he released some news this week that tied Hillary Clinton to fund or giving ISIS weapons. I mean, there has been a lot of scandals, and it's so interesting how the news media spins out of control about Donald Trump and Kazir Khan's altercation. Mm-hmm. You're not hearing much about this, but it's the Obama administration and the Hillary Clinton State Department looks to have given weapons, funding in the form of weapons, to the Islamic State, which is huge. This is part of the evidence that Julian Assange said could send Hillary Clinton to the clink if it really wanted to. Yeah.
Well,
there was
no
also
president. Trump's going to drop out. He says, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
And there is a story floating around this week that Trump really did this so that Hillary would be sure to win. So Hillary wins and she can't serve. So that leaves us with Kane, and nobody knows anything about Kane. Maybe that's a good
He's
thing.
He's sort of goofy, I have
is
to
he?
Say.
Yeah.
He's a little goofy.
He looks kind of goofy.
He looks kind of goofy.
A good partner for Trump, actually, manner of speaking. Instead of
he and Mike Pence are very similar types, I think.
They are? I don't know.
Pence is nothing to me.
Pence does absolutely nothing for me. All right, anyway, that's number four. Better keep going.
Number three.
Yeah. I don't agree with this being in the position it's in, and I would say that to Michael or any of his staff. I don't hear any conversation at all about Black Lives Matter. Straightforward, straight up, I don't get why that's number
three. Well, there was another story out this week, Dougie. Corrine Gaines is a woman who was shot and killed by police, and the Black Lives Matter movement flared up again trying to protect her. What they didn't talk about is that this woman, who was kind of an anti-establishment anarchist type woman, was just wanted, by the way, for not a failure to appear on a traffic violation. The police go in. She has a gun saying, she has a gun. And police officers go into a gun battle with her. She uses her 5-year-old child as a shield, ends up ultimately dying. But the Black Lives Matter movement still got a hold of this one until they realized that her kid was shielding her.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then they went away.
Right.
Yeah. Right. End of story. All right. So we're down to number two and number one, which we'll get to in a few moments. Jennifer's thoughts on two items that you probably, if you're a devotee of the format, listening to the discussion topics, is you probably figured out what number two and number one are. But just in case you haven't, the suspense continues here at 21 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Number 2 and 3 together, give us 23 and change after the hour, a review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, with delightful stars of the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here with me at the moment. Her father's going to join us in a few moments. He has not been on this program. I don't think he's ever been on this program, actually. So we'll get the benefit of his expertise as a longtime yakker on the radio. And expert, he's one of these people like I am on the air, expert in nothing, talker about everything. Like that, you think that's a good, we could put that on our headstones.
Yeah,
expert
right.
in nothing, talker about everything. All right, so we've reviewed from number 10 to number 3, so that makes us ready for number 2, the $400 million cash payment to Iran. This deserves to be in the number 2 position. I love the president vigorously denying that that $400 million cash payment to Iran was a ransom to secure the release of the four Americans. What is it for? Supposedly something that we owed them back from the 1970s? Is that
the story is that when the U.S. imposed sanctions on Iran, part of what the Obama administration promised to give back to Iran was this money that we were withholding, right, plus interest. And so they said that this, according to the Obama administration, that it was all coincidence that a cargo plane, unmarked, was loaded up with euros and francs, also unmarked, and sent over to Iran just hours before the hostages in Iran were freed. And so here's the there are many holes in the story. First of all, this smacks of ransom. This is a terrible precedent to set, because for the safety of Americans who travel abroad now, there are dollar signs sitting over all of our heads, which is a really, really big problem. But the other piece of this is that just a few days ago, one of the hostages actually spoke out about his experience waiting to be released. They were actually told that before they were let go, that they were waiting for another plane to arrive. Mm. Sure sounds like ransom to me if they were waiting for money to get there,
that's
right?
A joke. These people wouldn't know the truth. This is so ridiculous. And to think at this point in time that people would believe anything this guy says, it just bugs me. That this is so transparent. Obama was surprised at the criticism of the payment. This was a long-standing legal claim. Yeah, really.
I mean, Iran is the leading state sponsor of terrorism. With all the money that the U.S. has given it, by the way, we are now the leading state sponsor of terrorism, which is ridiculous.
So here we are. We have been because we created the situation that exists that allowed Daesh to come into,
It started back
prominence.
In the 70s with Russia and Argentina. I'm sorry, in Afghanistan, the other A country.
Right.
But, they did create a vacuum, a prime environment for the Islamic State to grow when we went into Iraq and then pulled out.
By the way, they also have agreed to pay the Iranians another $1.3 billion in interest. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. This is ridiculous. And
so $1.7 billion.
Asked for an accounting of all this, and they were given a tap dance by the Obama administration for like 7 or 8 months until this story breaks, and now it was all just coincidence, please.
Who's got their hands on the cash? It's your cash, my cash, our cash, not their cash.
And they say that they can track the money, that they know that it's not going to terrorism, that it's just going to prop up their economy. It's unmarked bills. How do you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're at number one, the presidential race. So Obama says that Donald Trump's not fit to be president.
He would know.
Okay.
We're throwing stones,
There we go. I'm living in the White House. It's also a glass house. So
people
perhaps,
living in glass White Houses.
Right. Maybe we can pass that. All right. So that's the overview of the stories with Jennifer's point of view on it. Jennifer's dad, Michael Horn, going to join us for a discussion about News Talk in a matter of moments. You're 28 past the
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Horn.
Well, that's a wake-up call. Oh, boy, yes, you hear that in your headsets, and you're awake when you hear Doug Steffen say, hey, hello, Michael Horn is here.
Michael Horn is here. So Jennifer had to go to another operation. Jennifer has taken on stripes like her father and Uncle Dougie here. We all
That's
have
true.
18 different jobs so we can keep things going, keep the ball bouncing. Michael started CRN Digital Radio about 30 years ago, 35.
Yeah,
Big Horn, you were on the air as a personality in Los Angeles for a number of years, and then, like me, decided you didn't like working for the man.
That's correct. I figured I would get fired, and then I went into business for myself, right. And then I realized you're still at the mercy of the individual radio stations or cable systems,
right.
So you can get fired anyway. What
yeah, right.
You're always on. You're always.
But at least you have some backup anyway. You get fired
right.
From this station, you put another station on.
You get some great stations, and then they like you, and there you go.
Right. That's all you need. So, Michael, as a longtime radio personality and someone who is a student of the cause, is here to talk about, and this will be refreshing for us because we haven't heard Michael's perspective on things. Many of you have never heard Michael before.
I'll never be asked on the show again.
That's not true. No, listen. Well, I'm not going to say it's not true or not true because you haven't done anything yet. We have to get at it and work
our
way through.
I like your new format. I like all the women. And that's why you called me, I'm sure, just to have another woman's viewpoint on the show. So I'm here for you with the sensitive man side.
Yes, you have your apron on and you're all set to go.
Yes.
All right, so this is the opportunity we take every week for the Good Day Gang to reflect on the charts that are set up by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. And this week, you can find a blog, a podcast between Michael and me.
I saw that, by the way. Congratulations.
Did you listen to it?
Not yet, but I saw it this week, and I'm going to tune into it. It's like you're kind of one of the radio veterans, Doug Steffen, that people should listen about. You're the real deal. You started this on your own. You got on a network, and it's like people want to hear about radio and stuff. They can listen to you and hear about the changes.
Well, you and I have had similar things going on through the years. I was thinking, I think I've said this to you before, I don't even remember when we first met. It's like we've always known each other.
Yeah, you were at another network, and somehow we connected up, I think, maybe the Imperial Palace or something. I can't remember.
I remember Jennifer as a teenager. That's how...
She was?
Because she was
I can't remember that.
All right, let's go through these items, and you can reflect on them. The charts indicate at number 10, a lot of focus on the football season getting started and baseball. How much activity do you have in the world of sports on CRN Digital? Have you got a lot of sports there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I do a weekly show with Fred Dreyer, former Los Angeles Rams. So we talk sports every weekend.
Yeah, what does he think the season is going to be like? What does he think about the new L.A. team? That's probably
for Fred and for the former Rams that are in L.A., it kind of like gives them a history again, because when the Rams left to St. Louis, all the L.A. Rams were just kind of here. Now there's like a history in the background, so I think they're appreciative of that, and I think it's just a good thing. I've always been upset with the NFL. How can you not have a football team in the number two market in the country? It's ridiculous. Yep, so
exactly.
It'll be a good deal. Yeah.
Taking care of. And it'll also clean up a lot of that area. Man, can you imagine real estate values? People who bought those horrible homes out in that area, just on this side of Compton, over near the airport, or the other side of the 405. How those values are going to go up? My God, what this
building? Oh, that Inglewood's going to be that. You see, though, I went to at the Coliseum, Los Angeles Coliseum, with Fred Dreyer, a kind of a fan appreciation thing, and they showed pictures of what it's going to look like. It's great. I feel for you, because I understand there's going to be a park and ride built somewhere in Santa Monica. So, I hope that's not a true home.
If that's the case, I'll sell him my house and I can build it.
I hope it's not true.
Right there.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, number 9. The Zika outbreak, especially a focus on South Florida. So how do you think that impacts, because you're in Southern California. Anybody in Southern California worried about Zika?
Well, I think the news media, once again, makes everybody scared to death about everything. And while we should be concerned, I'm reading articles this week that it's that mosquitoes don't leave areas and go elsewhere, that they kind of stay in that area. So I just think precaution is the word. I, for one, you know, I've heard enough about the media. I would not be seen anywhere near Brazil for the Olympic Games, because they've scared the heck out of you. But, you know, hopefully they'll do the abatement. Yeah, they've gone. They have. And
by the way, American Airlines is running a special shuttle from Miami to Los Angeles just for the Zika.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I did not know that.
Daily flight.
So they fly them right in here to L.A.?
Right in, yep.
Oh, good. I better go ahead and take that pail of water in my backyard and dump it out.
I don't ever remember seeing a mosquito in Southern California. I've been coming to South
I've seen a few, but not many. Yeah, not many. When you go to the Midwest, my uncle has a farm there. That's why you and I share that interest. Yeah. And summertime comes and it gets humid like it does in on the East Coast. And my gosh.
There. Yeah.
They like to just flatten them out. There's one right there.
There.
Just got it.
There it is.
Yeah, I got it. Good.
Number 8 has to do with the Chinese and what they're doing with the, whether they own this island or they have access to this seaport, that sort of thing. But in general, how much of you just have rebuilt the CRN headquarters, how much of the equipment that you bought was made in China? Did you look at that to see?
No, but I'd probably be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, there are only 3 TV manufacturers. I had one of our guys came by and said, hey, I can get you a Sony TV. I said, well, I don't even know if they make them. They might be one of them. I know it's Samsung, and I believe it's Vizio and LG. That's right, LG and the one other, and that's it.
Yeah.
So when you get a Zenith television, it's not the most, you know, the quality that goes in before the name goes on. It's now, it gets made in China and shipped to your door, I believe is their slogan.
Zenith, they should call it, what would be a
Xiaomain.
Xiaomain.
Xiaomain television.
Xiaomain television.
No offense to anyone out there, please. Don't send your letters to Doug.
Yeah, I'll be happy to be. I'll offend you happily. Doug at DougSteffen.com.
There you go.
All right, number 7, the
Isn't there a number that's supposed to be playing here? When I hear you guys,
we didn't use
number 7.
Right,
let me do it for you. Number 7.
Number 7, the Olympics. People, you just said a few minutes ago, you didn't want to go. Do you know that there It doesn't make any difference. All of this news stuff, at the end of the day, tons of people have shown up to support.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I find most interesting are the number of agencies that are there. We have 1,000 Americans there to support and protect our team. And there are groups like that from every other, the counterintelligence people, all of these spooks, the NSA, FBI, CIA, the Marines are there, the Air Force is there, the Army's there, the Marines are there. It's amazing how much we, and every country does the same thing. They send in groups to protect their athletes that are there. That's fascinating, I found.
Yeah, it is, and I think it has to be done in this day and age. And there's a beyond that, we were talking a little bit about the Olympic Village and stuff. Someday you have to get Fred Dreyer, the former Ram and, of course, the star of Hunter, on the show and have him tell you his story of going to Ipanema Beach while he was in an off-season one time.
The girl
and how jam-packed the beach is. Mm-hmm. And all I'll say is he had to go to the bathroom, and there was no bathroom, and they said, go in the water, and he went out in the water, and then finally couldn't find any place private, and then he finally found a spot that was private, and then he saw some things that he shouldn't see, and he got out of the water real quick. And so it may not be as, you know, the roads, he said, were very narrow and tight. He had a, you know, your road, the cars are buzzing by you. So I don't know. You've been to Brazil? You must have been there.
I actually have not ever been to Brazil.
I have not either.
One of the places that I have not been. And I have really not much desire.
I'm sure Kara like to has. To... I'm sure she's been to Brazil, but I don't know.
Yeah.
All Jennifer right. has not, so there you go. It's a good story that you should listen to sometime, because I'm going to be very interested to see what happens at these Olympics.
All right, we're continuing. We're going to look some more at the hot hits in Talk Radio this week from the mind of Michael Horn, who's here discussing these items with me. I'm Doug Steffen at 43 past the hour. As part of our tradition here on The Countdown, a focus on people. Sometimes I get complaints. Send me, by the way, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, STEPHAN, if you want to have comments or have comments about the countdown, the contents, et cetera, suggestions for what you'd like us to talk about. The list of people this week, Julian Assange, Vladimir Putin, Tim Kaine, Mike Pence, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Paul Ryan, and Donald Trump. No surprises there. It's what they've done. Ryan continues to endorse Trump, even though Trump hasn't endorsed Ryan. I find that to be an intriguing reality. The whole business about Trump, whether he is going to make it, does he drop out? Does he just say, you know what, I don't want to play in this game anymore, I'm going to leave? I think he's capable of doing that. And Hillary could be arrested and go to jail, so. Doug Steffen for president. Thank you for listening to The Countdown.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review of the stories. Some people say, well, come on, we need to have them listed more often than you do it. So I'll try to repeat in each hour of the countdown what the top stories are. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, focus on Major League Baseball and the NFL. Number 9, the Zika outbreak in Miami. Number 8, what the Chinese are doing. Number 7, what's going on in Rio with the Olympics. Number 6, the hackers are at it again. Number 5, the knife attacks in London and the worldwide implications of that. More leaks from WikiLeaks. Number 4, the Black Lives Matter movement in association or with thought toward the mother who used her son as a shield in a shootout this past week. Cash payments to Iran. It's not as much. There's going to be more coming, and that's part of the outrage, I think. And number 1, the presidential race. There you have it. The top stories, according to Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we're discussing here the items, the stories, the top topics of the week with Michael Horn from CRN Digital in Los Angeles, Jennifer's dad. We've gotten ourselves down to number 5, number 4, somewhere in there. What do you think of Julian Assange? The WikiLeaks are continuing to leak more stuff about Benghazi this week, and will Hillary Clinton go to jail, et cetera, et cetera. I know you.
You know, it's like I was a guys like that sometimes, but you know, I think we have a need to know. But then, how much do you need to know where you become the main story? It's like it's nothing press. It's like how much do you need to know? Although, look at Deep Throat and all that stuff. You know, when Nixon was in the White House or whatever, I guess he's all right. I guess I would say fine, let him talk as long as the stuff is true. If it's not true, then I got a problem with it.
Yeah. Well, there it is. How do you know whether it's true or not? That's the judgment.
Check it out.
Yeah, right.
Have James Colby can check it out for you at the FBI. He'll give you his great assessment. The government always checks it out. They're right with him.
Yeah, he's going to fix all the problems. All right, let's see here. Cash payments to Iran. What'd you hear in your circle of friends? 400 million. We're going to give him another 1.3 billion.
Come on. This thing is smelling pretty bad. Unmarked bills and all the stuff they can't check
out. Well, that's all the euros and dineros, no American money.
Heard you guys talking about that yesterday. It's like, come on. It's like, you take one look at it. You got to turn on the common sense gene for a little bit and say, I don't care whether you like this administration or not, any of these administrations. It can happen on any of them, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian. It's like it just smells bad. It's like, come on.
Well, they all think we're
stupid. Read a book. Read a book. Brian Kilmeade, you know, on Fox News has the Tripoli Pirates. Read that book, and you'll be amazed at how much money the United States used to pay in to the Tripoli government and all these places to make this to pay their ransom.
The CIA paid off everybody. They always paying off people.
Been doing it for years.
Right. All right. Half a minute on the presidential race. You would have thought, or I would have thought, that you would be supporting Donald Trump. Are you still, or are you writing him off?
Yeah, and here's the reason why. Quite simple. I want to change. I don't want Republican, Democrat. I know he's running on the Republican ticket. I want someone, basically, that has common business sense. I don't care what he says, as long as what he's saying is true. He says it in such a rough way that some people get all offended. Well, political correctness is gone, as far as I'm concerned. Let's have someone that just talks the truth, and sometimes when he says stuff, he means something different, because he's very rough when he speaks. Mm-hmm. So I just want to change. Change it, you know. Let's just get
change
somebody
it
new
up.
In. Change it.
Michael Horn here with us. I'm Doug Steffen at 50 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
The following is an excerpt from this week's Up Close and Far Out from Podcast One with Michael Harrison talking to Doug Steffen as we rewire what you may think about me as a talk host.
You have been an entrepreneur in the radio business now for just about as long as Talkers Magazine exists, and that other than the Rush Limbaugh Show, morning generalist news talk program that has gone through many, many incarnations, lots of evolution, basically features you at the center of a ensemble performance by a number of people, men, women, and you as the ringleader. It's gotten political over the years, then it's gotten less political over the years. It has basically run like a river flows, changing with the times and changing with the terrain. When did you start it?
This program was first aired October the 8th, 1988. And so this October we will start the 29th year of doing the program from 4 a.m. until 10 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday. It's
4 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern.
Eastern time, yeah. Right. It can be used with technology the way it is today. You can use the XDS and you can program it the way you want to. I don't want to speak in hieroglyphics, but you can do whatever you want with it. It could be aired any time of the day that it's needed by the radio stations. But we do it live from 4 until 10. And when I say we, you are right. There are a number of people who have contributed to the success, both on the air and off the air of this program. for the years it's been in existence. For the past 20 years, my originating network has been Radio America in Washington, where the staff there, including Rich McFadden and Mike Paradiso, have worked very hard. They've had some good people working with me to put the technical side of this together. And then in its most recent incarnation, Doug, Jennifer, who's Jennifer Horn, and Victoria, who's Victoria Keelan, Doug, Jen, and Victoria are the mainstay of the conversation with the facts and the opinions and the fun from 6 until 9 Eastern Time every morning.
Certainly want to tip my hat to the folks at Radio America. You mentioned Rich McFadden and Mike Paradiso, two of the finest individuals in the business and wonderful operators. Excellent, excellent broadcasters. But look at you now. You are on the air every day, and you don't like to miss a day. I mean, you even work on holidays, which is part of your creed and your mission statement, that you're always live, even on Christmas. You work every day from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m., which is, what, 6 straight hours on the air, Monday to Friday. That's enough to put somebody into a rest home. And then on top of it, you've been running this business. This is not a program that is run by one of the big companies, one of the networks, one of the great chains. This is an independent company. This show is not some show off on the sidelines. It is heard on hundreds of radio stations across America, always in our research among the top shows, both in our Heavy 100 and in terms of audience listenership. And you've done this independently. You fly all over the country. And you have these other things that we're going to talk about. And you have a whole other career in agriculture, which we're going to talk about. But how, just as a human being, and, you know, you, like me, are not a spring chicken, but you have more energy than people one-third your age. How do you do this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think much about how I do it. I just do it. I try to get to bed reasonably early. I try to take a nap every day. I try to get lots of physical exercise. Mental acuity is important. I read a lot. I'm a curious sort anyway, and my life is not some. It isn't. There's no stagnancy in any part of my day, and I think that helps to keep me energized. I think that age is a BS number. I've been telling that to my girlfriend for, who's a good deal younger than I am, for a number of years. Sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't. But I don't think that you can worry about age. I think you have to think. I don't worry a lot. There are some things that bother me, but I don't tend to wear them on my sleeve. Certainly not business stuff, anyway. I'm one of these people that when I make up my mind to do something, I kind of use. I think the mind is a wonderful thing. I think we have universal energy. This may be the up close and far out part of this. I think that that we have guidance from sources that you can't describe, and I think I have been guided, guarded, and protected maybe until the last few years.
And there you have it. An uninterrupted conversation with the second longest running nationally syndicated news talk radio host in America.
You can hear the entire episode at podcastone.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.